You are Locked On Grizzlies, your daily Memphis Grizzlies podcast, part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
Welcome in. My name is Mark King, host of the Locked On Grizzlies podcast. I also cover the Grizzlies at grizzlybearblues.com. You can find all my stuff over there. I'm the assistant editor. I do some different things over there. All the writing I do is over there, so you can find that out. Check that out. But today, we're going to talk about that incredible win over the 76ers through the weekend. The Grizzlies are now 5-0 at home, and they took out the 76ers 112-106 in overtime at FedEx Forum on Saturday. In the middle segment of this show today, we are introducing a brand new segment for this show. Every Monday, we're going to be doing a mailbag segment, so it'll be Monday mailbag on in the second segment of this show every Monday. So you can send those questions in. We will answer them, or I will answer them as best I can. You can send them in via Twitter, or you can send them in via email, lockedongrizz@gmail.com. Whatever you prefer, we'll take either one. And in the last segment of the show, we'll get you ready for the Utah Jazz game tonight at the FedEx Forum on this rainy Monday. This will be the third time the Grizzlies have met the Jazz this year already. They've won two of the matchups, oddly enough. And this will be the third time they're meeting them already. So that'll happen in the last segment of the show. But first, let's talk about that win over the 76ers. Mike Conley, man, what can I say about Mike Conley? Maybe it's the jerseys, I don't know, but he was sensational on Saturday night, and most of that offense, most of him doing that damage that he did was in the second half of the second half of the game. The Grizzlies came out of that game very flat, they didn't want to be there. They were having a lot of trouble with the 76ers, a team that had just traded Robert Covington and Dario Saric to the Wolves for Jimmy Butler. So they were a few people out. I think they only had nine guys that night active. So for a team that has some guys out and didn't even know their starting lineup like an hour before the game, they weren't even sure what was going to happen. So the Grizzlies, you know, maybe one of those times where you overestimate your opponent a bit. And so they came out, and really the 76ers were getting everything they wanted. The Grizzlies, they came out in the first quarter and really missed a lot of shots. They missed a lot of bunnies right at the rim. Just some things that, you know, they normally make. It was very strange. Kyle Anderson had probably one of his, you know, definitely had one of his worst halves. I'm not sure how he ended up finishing the night, but he definitely didn't have an impact on the game. I'll say that. It was something where, you know, he was missing a lot of shots, had several turnovers for the Grizzlies. So it was not a good night for Kyle Anderson. I'm trying to pull the box score back up. I just had it up previewing and getting ready for this podcast and trying to pull that back up now. But Mike Conley was really, really good throughout the night. He had 32 points. I mean, I think that's definitely the first time that he crossed the 30 point mark this season. He's had 28 once. But Mike Conley, 32 points. He was 12 for 24 shooting, 4 rebounds, 6 assists, 2 steals. Just literally, he did everything for the Grizzlies. He was the reason the Grizzlies won that game. I mean, they had to go in overtime to get it. Him and Garrett Temple, the reasons the Grizzlies won that game. Garrett Temple, someone also really came up big again for the Grizzlies, hitting 2 threes down the stretch when you really needed them. But those threes were either to tie the game or put them ahead. He finishes the game with 17 points. So, you know, Garrett Temple is an underrated player for this team. He is an underrated, valuable role player for this team. Something that I don't think people really thought about coming into the season. Something that people, I don't think, you know, kind of, you know, I think it was an afterthought. You know, it was a trade, and he got rid of he was a trade, and the guy coming in got rid of the players that people wanted to get rid of. But he's really been, he's been really good for this Grizzlies team this year so far. And then Marc Gasol, quietly, 18 points, 12 rebounds, 6 assists, 2 steals, but more importantly, played great defense on Joel Embiid. Marc Gasol is a guy who's really played great defense against a lot of the centers. He held Jokic to 0 or 1 shot the other night. We talked about that. Joel Embiid came in here, is only 4-for-15 with 14 points. I know that sounds like a lot, but you're talking about a guy averaging 27 points and 13 rebounds, and to for Mark to hold him to that and really, you know, really limit him on the offensive end. That's something that you can hang your hat on. So Marc Gasol, I mean, everybody was talking about Mike Conley because he was just killing it down the stretch, but Mark was. Had a very quiet 18 and 12, 6 and 2 steals. So, very impressed by Mark, you know, what he did for the team in that win over the 76ers over the weekend. I finally got the box score back up. I've been talking and not trying to look. But Kyle Anderson, yeah, we talked about him, five or eight points, finished eight rebounds. So, 13 rebounds. And so he did a lot of work in the second half, just like everybody else did, and not on the offensive end. You know, he wasn't great in the first half, in that first quarter especially, but ended up coming back with 13 rebounds, which is huge for the Grizzlies. So he really, really did his work in areas that you probably don't notice and probably don't notice him or see it right away, but he definitely shows up on the box score. Jaren Jackson did not have a great night. He got matched up with Joel Embiid a couple times. It did not go well for him. You know, there were a couple times he played decent defense on Joel Embiid, but wasn't overall wasn't a good night for Jaren Jackson. Was 2-for-8 from the field, 7 points, and only one rebound. So something that you definitely need more of from him, from Jaren, but he'll learn. That'll come in time for him. So. But that's it for the Grizzlies win over the 76ers. That is it's a quality win. The Grizzlies are now 5-0 at home, which again, I think that's probably pleasantly surprising to most people. It's definitely pleasantly surprising to me. It's not something that I thought would happen, but hey, here we are, 5-0, and the Grizzlies will continue that to look and see what they can do tonight against the Jazz. But coming up next in the next segment, after the break, we got the Monday mailbag segment. We got a couple of questions. I'll answer those. We'll talk about those and coming up after the break. Welcome back to the show. Coming up before the end of the show, last segment of the show, we're going to break down that Jazz matchup, get you guys ready for the showdown at the FedEx Forum tonight. We'll talk about the first two games and what we can expect from this third game. But first, we have our Monday mailbag segment. First time we've ever had it. So we'll have this every Monday in this segment right here. So you can send me questions. You can send them to me on Twitter at King_producer or the show Twitter at LockedOnGrizz. You can email them to me at LockedOnGrizz@gmail.com. Any of the ways you can get in touch with me, send them to me throughout the week. Send them to me on Sunday, whenever you want, but we'll definitely get those answered here. So the first question I got is Dylan okay, and how does him not being in the lineup affect the Grizzlies? I don't know what's up with Dylan other than they gave us injury update at the game while we were there. They just said he was his left knee. And if you saw the video that I tweeted out from Grizzly Bear Blues account, it was definitely – it definitely did not look good. We asked our JB after the game. He just didn't know he was other than it was his left knee. And then I believe that looking up right now, I believe that the Grizzlies come out with a actual injury update. It just said suspected knee strain. He's going to have an MRI today, so we'll probably know more today. But Dylan Brooks is a guy who started off the year very shaky, was not playing very well at all. In fact, wasn't even in the lineup in some of the rotations, or didn't have a lot of minutes in some of the games. So for him, it was something that you know, he really had to work at, and it was really coming on strong. Was playing really well. Was playing good for this Grizzlies team, and so for him not to be there, the Grizzlies are running out of wings. They started the year with a lot of wings this year, and now you're looking up, and you don't have Chandler Parsons, you don't have Omri Caspi, you know, might not have Dylan Brooks, some guys that were suspected to be, you know, rotation players for this team. So not having Dylan Brooks, I think, will be will be detrimental to the team's rotation. You have to, you're going to be forced to play someone like Marshawn Brooks more. And I think I've made my how I feel about Marshawn Brooks pretty public. I like Marshawn Brooks, but he takes a lot of bad shots and he doesn't pass the ball. And you know, Marshawn Brooks has been largely not good this year. I mean, he's like 6 for 25 or 24 or something from three. You know, that's really like his main role is to get out there and get buckets, and he's gotten out there and really hasn't gotten buckets. So, you know, you'd be forced to play someone like Marshawn Brooks more when Marshawn Brooks has been largely relegated to the bench in front or in favor of Dylan Brooks. So, Dylan Brooks is someone that, you know, does a lot of things for you. I mean, is a role player. I've always said that I think that's his long-term role in the NBA is not a starter, but he's probably a fringe starter, maybe a starter on a bad NBA team, but on a good NBA team, I think he's a role player. And he's done that something that he's done very well for the Grizzlies after that first stretch where he wasn't very good this year. So losing him could be bad for the Grizzlies. I don't know. Again, we don't know what it is. We'll know more today. But the video did not look good at all. This is the second and last questions I got. Was can Garrett Temple beat this guy on every night? I think this is probably in response to the game on Saturday. 17 points and hit those two key triples at the end. But no, I don't think this is going to be the Garrett Temple you find every night. I think Garrett Temple is going to be a guy that is good on defense every night. I mean, he just straight harassed you know, some of the offensive players for the 76ers throughout the game, especially in the second half. But I think Garrett Temple is going to be a guy who is going to be good at defense every night, and that's something he can control every night. You know, his shooting is probably not going to be there every night, and he's not going to get out and go out and get you 17 points. And there was one game he scored 20 something. He's not going to go out and get you 20 something points. But he is going to play a good defense every night. He is going to be very vocal about his role and what he, you know, on the court, and telling players, younger, especially the younger players, where they need to be, when they need to, you know, where they be in what position and all that. So he was going to be leading that defensive charge with Mark and trying to get people in the right spots and explaining to the young guys where they need to be, when they need to be there, especially on offense and defensive ends. So that's something that Garrett Temple provides. I think that's very undervalued or underrated, is that he's so smart and understands basketball so well and can help a lot of other basketball players, you know, really come along. It's something that if they make a mistake, I heard someone say that they make a mistake that, you know, they're going to talk about it and immediately correct it instead of just getting pissed off and upset that they made the mistake. So that's something that Garrett Temple provides, as someone who can help you understand why you made those mistakes and help you understand how to fix them. And then on top of that, you know, there will be some nights where he does score 17 points. There'll be some nights where he does score 20 points. That's something that he can do. I mean, he can shoot the three ball really well, and I think he'll hit a couple threes every night to really, you know, help you along. But there are some games where he'll hit 3, 4, 5 threes and really make a difference in the game. So, you know, will Garrett Temple be this guy every night? No, he's not going to score 17 every night. He's not going to score 20 something every night, but he's a guy that will be a good defender, smart basketball player, and get you a couple of threes every single night. And then some nights he'll go out and get you a lot of, you know, get you 17, 20 points and really make a difference on the offensive end. So that's it for our money mailbag. Those are just a couple questions I got. So please send me some more questions so we can talk more about it next weekend on Monday in the second segment, Monday Mailbag. Every week, I'll answer your questions. You can send them to me at King_Producer. That's my Twitter handle, or you can do the show Twitter, which is at LockedOnGrizz. You can email them to me at LockedOnGrizz@gmail.com. However you prefer to get them to me, that's on you. But please send them to me. We'll answer them. I'll answer them as soon as I, or best I can. They might not be the right answer. It might not be even the best answer, but I'll do what I can. But coming up next in the last segment of the show, we'll preview the matchup between the Jazz and the Grizzlies for the third time this year. Grizzlies have won both matches in Utah, so we're looking for Jazz. We'll be looking for a win tonight. Coming up after the break, let's talk about that. Welcome back to the show. Grizz and Jazz are headed to the Forum again for the third time already this season. The Jazz are 6-6 with two wins in a row over the Celtics and the Mavericks, so they're going to be coming in looking for their third win in a row. The Grizzlies are, I think, on a two-game win streak as well. That sounds right. That is right. Yeah, over the Nuggets and the 76ers. The Nuggets was a ugly game, but they won it. Almost trying to forget about that. But so the Grizzlies are on a 2-game win streak. The Jazz are on a 2-game win streak. So the Jazz will be coming in to look for a win because they've already lost two times to this Grizzlies team, which I did not expect to happen. Honestly, did not expect the Grizzlies to go out to the Jazz, Utah and beat them both times already. So that's something that's very, very surprising. They did that thing early in the year where they went and won against teams they weren't probably supposed to win against, and they lost to teams like the Suns, who they probably should have won. So the Grizzlies, that's what they do, though. They play to their competition, no matter how good or bad they are. The third time the Grizzlies have played, the first time the Grizzlies won 92-84. The second time they won 110-100. So the first game they did a really good job holding Donovan Mitchell over to only 14 points, really limiting him on the offensive end, but he didn't play in the second game. So it does look like he'll play tonight. He played at the Celtics game when they won that. So I don't think there's any reason to think he won't play. So the Grizzlies have to be able to defend him really well again. Off the top of my head, I think that Garrett Temple's the one that defended him last time. But the Grizzlies will have to make sure to limit Donovan Mitchell. He's someone that's really they're kind of spark on the offensive end. Grizzlies will also have to limit Joe Ingles. It's a guy that can really get buckets from the 3-point line easily. He's like their J.J. Redick, basically. So the Grizzlies have done a really good job, though. I mean, the first two games with Joe Ingles, they did a really good job of limiting. The first game, I think, it was 9 points. Second game was, let's see, it was 19. So not so good on the second game, but he was only 3-for-8 from the 3-point line. They did a really good job of running him off the line that game, though, if I remember correctly. But he still shot it. They still take a lot of threes. It's like a team that Joe Ingles by himself takes almost takes 9 or 10 threes a game. Ricky Rubio took 7 threes that game, but he probably shouldn't be taking that many threes, but he did. And then there's someone like Grayson Allen in the mix, and that team is a good that Utah team is a good team, so it's someone that it's going to be a tough matchup every time you play them. So Marc Gasol did a really good job on Rudy Gobert the first two games, really limiting him. He had 9 and 11 points respectively in the first two matchup, but that's someone who's averaging 16 and 13, 16 points and 13 rebounds. And so, I don't know if they're going to be able to keep him off the rebounding, off the glass. I mean, that's just something that I think that's going to happen. I think you have to limit him on the offensive rebounds. And since the Grizzlies have started off really badly in the rebounding category, they haven't improved much, but it's not something that was constantly talked about. It's not something that's so glaring. It's not something that's just so glaring. You have to mention it. It's not something that, you have to talk about it every time because it's just a ridiculous amount of rebounds. I mean, last time the Grizzlies played them out, they got out rebounded, but only by 9. So it was like, let's see, it was 39 rebounds to, they actually both had 39 rebounds. So, that's in the other game they played them. It was, 18, Grizzlies had 18, 43 rebounds, and the Jazz had 50 rebounds. So it's not something that's just so glaring now that we're talking about. They are getting marginally out-rebounded, but it's not something that's just crazy. So Rudy Gobert will be someone you have to hold off the offensive rebound to try to limit their possessions. But, he's going to get rebounds. I mean, it's just the fact of the matter. But holding him to the points that he did, the 9 and 11, that's something that you can continue to do. That's something that Marc Gasol has shown he's done well this year. He held Jokic to one attempt, no points. We just talked about early in the first segment, just talked about holding Joel Embiid to 14 points and something to hold Rudy Gobert to 9 and 11. So, he's been really good on the defensive end against some of these players. So that's something that the Grizzlies are going to have to continue to do, or Marc Gasol is going to have to continue to do. So he's going to have his hands full again and making sure that Rudy Gobert is someone that doesn't go off. And then same with Garrett Temple. Garrett Temple's going to have to make sure that Donovan Mitchell, doesn't do, you know, I'm assuming they'll probably put Garrett Temple on Donovan Mitchell. They might just put Mark. But I would hope they would put Garrett on Donovan and give Mark a little bit of rest. But this team is a good Utah team's a good shooting team. So they're gonna have to run them off the line. Same thing we talked about in the 76ers matchup. They're gonna have to run them off the line, make them put the ball on the floor, make them make decisions, driving to the basket, and hopefully get some deflections and get some steals and play good defense. So the Grizzlies look to continue their home record from 5-0 to 6-0 tonight against the Jazz at FedEx Forum. It's a bit rainy, but make sure you get out. It's going to be a good game. Those first two games were definitely good games against Utah and the Grizzlies. So the Grizzlies look to move to 6-0. Coming up on tomorrow's show, we're going to talk about this Jazz game. Hopefully it's a win. Hopefully we'll be talking about a win. We'll have some guests. We're hoping. I'm hoping my goal is for Tuesdays is to have a Tuesday roundtable for the first. So every Tuesday will be just three guests in three different segments to guess. It'd be the same questions to each guest and see how each person answers them to get the different perspectives from different people. So that's my goal for Tuesdays, is to have a Tuesday roundtable. I'm working on some guests, so hopefully tomorrow we might have a Tuesday roundtable. It'll be, like I said, three different guests, three different segments, same questions to each guest to see how they answer, to see how each person answers them differently. So that's the goal for Tuesday's show. We'll see if I can get it together for tomorrow's show. If not, we'll talk about this. You know, we'll talk about this just Jazz game and a few other things. And I know they got a game, I believe Wednesday against the Bucks. So they got a game on Wednesday, Friday, and Sunday this week. So it's a week chock full of basketball. But anyway, I'm Mark King. Find me online at King_producer, or you can follow the show on Twitter at LockedOnGrizz. If you want to be a featured sponsor on the show, email me at LockedOnGrizz@gmail.com. Find us on iTunes, Stitcher, or wherever you get your podcasts, or online at LockedOnGrizzlies.com.